AOPA presents Never Again, true pilot stories from the world of general aviation. In this episode, a game warden gets closer than he expected to a flock of ducks. Find out what happens in Unwelcome Guests by Bruce Burkett. Flight missions require pilots to be up to speed for the type of flight that may be required. Three law enforcement agencies provide law enforcement aircraft within our state, North Dakota. Any law enforcement issue of significant nature, many times, will see all three agencies cooperating to solve the case. That was the case during night instrument recurrent training for two law enforcement pilots for the state of North Dakota. The aircraft was a B-55 Baron owned by the North Dakota Attorney General's Office. On board were Mike Link, a Bureau of Criminal Investigation agent, and me, an investigation supervisor and a CFI for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. The mission this April night was to do instrument approaches in the Bismarck area with Mike in the left seat. The Baron was a military aircraft obtained via the Military Law Enforcement Assistance Program, which supplies older aircraft to law enforcement agencies for their missions. November 70283's instrument panel was not in a standard layout. It was not equipped with an autopilot, but had IFR GPS, an HSI, a standard ILS receiver, and a Bendix King KNS-80. The weather was clear, ground temperature just above freezing. Departing Bismarck Municipal Airport, we used airport radar vectors to conduct two ILS procedures for runway 31. Mike was wearing foggles. After some basic air work, he flew a third approach, followed by a missed approach at Bismarck. After advising Bismarck radar of our next request, I asked Mike to set up for a GPS approach to runway 32 at Mercer County Regional in Hazen, and upon departing from the missed approach, climbed to 4,500. We stayed in radar contact. Hazen is about 40 miles northwest of Bismarck. Once Mike had the GPS programmed, I gave him back the aircraft. The next task was to set up for the initial approach fix and start a descent for 4,000. As Mike made the heading change and started descending, I was holding the approach chart, looking down at my lap. Descending through 4,200, the night exploded. My vision went black, and I became aware of 155 knots of wind inside the Baron. My first thought was, we hit another plane. Fighting to get back my vision, I focused on Mike. Blood was coming down my face, my left eye had a problem, my glasses were gone, and my headset was in pieces. Mike was still wearing his headset and foggles as he reached for the throttles and pushed them forward. Now I could see the instruments on my side. Both engines were running normal, our airspeed and altitude were good. The windshield is gone. It must have been birds. I tuned the transponder to 7,700, then ident. Not only was the windshield smashed, but so was the top of the dash. The noise was deafening. Mike hollered, "Where do you want to land?" My mind was racing. He doesn't still want to do the approach. I hollered back, "Bismarck! Bismarck!" as I motioned toward the back of the airplane. Mike could not hear Bismarck approach either. We were 30 miles north of town. The broken dash was flopping in Mike's face. While holding the left side of my face, with my right hand, I reached over and held down the dash out of Mike's way. He broadcast in the blind to approach that the aircraft was running fine, but we had lost the windshield and we had injuries. The temperature inside the cabin was probably close to zero. As we got closer to Bismarck, I forced myself to open my left eye and look over the dash. I could see, so I still had my eye. At Bismarck, Mike made an uneventful no-flap landing. We had hit a flock of mallard ducks. Two on the right wing, one on the nose, and one inside the cockpit. The Baron's windshield, dash, and interior all had to be replaced. Its right wing required leading edge repair and replacement of the boot. The emergency room physician sent me for a CT scan. As they prepared me for the procedure, the attending doctor asked what happened. I said I got hit by a duck. He said, "No, what really happened?" It is somewhat ironic that a career game warden would be taken down by a duck. The Never Again podcast is brought to you by AOPA, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. You can find more Never Again stories online at AOPA.org by typing Never Again into the search box. While you're there, check out FlyQ, AOPA's integrated flight planning software, as well as the many free online training and safety courses from the Air Safety Institute. Find all of this and more at AOPA.org. The Never Again podcast is produced by Royce Earle. Thanks for listening. Fly safely.